Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books. See, but the teacher don't know I mean she looks.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. Katie Elwood with me this morning from the Stanton Community School District. Ms. Elwood, good morning to you.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good.
Did you get rain last night?
Yes, and it was a little chilly at that meet, but it took me a little while to warm up last night.
Yeah, you know, it's been a kind of a bumpy start.
Yes.
So a lot of weather, it seemed. We had all that weather with, like, nothing, right?
Right.
Track season hits, and here it comes.
Yes, it seems to be that way, though, but we needed the rain, so thankful that we have that.
That's for sure.
And hopefully we have more opportunities to get some more meets in here. So.
So you were at the meet.
Yes.
Went well?
It did.
Like you say,
I think
a little cold and damp.
Made it through the 800 and then had to...
Then it hit.
Had to call it.
Yeah.
Yep. So
quite a bit of thunder and lightning here last night. So, all right.
Yep.
How are things? What's going on this time of year? Track, obviously.
Yes, lots of things. So, you know, your spring sports, we've got track, some students involved in golf and soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that, FFA has some activities coming up. I know our music department will have some things coming up. And then it's crazy to think, but we're already talking prom and we're talking senior trip and graduation. And before you know it, it's going to be the end of the year. So it goes really fast, like we've said before. And so just wanting to soak it all in, and especially for our seniors, I'm sure enjoy these last few weeks of their high school career. So
it goes fast.
Yeah.
Let's talk about prom. When is prom? What are the details? Tell me about it.
Yep. Prom is Saturday, April 25th. And it is that time of year again that after prom is asking for some donations to help support their activities and help keep some fun activities for the kids after prom that evening. So they're asking for $25 donations either in gift cards or Venmo. And they suggested the juniors and seniors Amazon scooters, Casey's, and Target, but they're open to anything. So if you have a donation, you can deliver it to Leanne Johnson, Stephanie Burke, Ashley McDonald, or Jennifer French. And thank everybody in advance for any donations they're able to provide for the after prom.
There you go. And I see that probably that's going to be out there in the public at somewhere. You can find that Venmo and scan that if that's a better way for you.
Yeah, there's a QR code that's out there on their Facebook page as well. So, yep.
All righty. I can't believe it. Tell me the date again.
April 25th. Wow. So it's just a few weeks away. And they'll have the dinner and dance at the Ole and then post-prom at the school.
All right. So, very cool. So there you go. If you can make a donation or whatever to assist, there you go.
Yeah.
Teammates. What's going on with teammates?
Yes, Teammates Mentoring of Stanton is looking for additional mentors. So if you would like to apply to become a mentor, you can find an application and information at teammates.org. Also, if you have any questions, you can contact Mrs. McDonald or myself at 712-829-2162. We've increased the number of matches this year, and we're just continuing to look to increase those matches, and the opportunity to meet with a student one time a week and make those connections is so important, especially for the students, but I think the mentee, the mentors also find some, you know, good in that too, and the ability to help out.
No doubt. Very cool. Great program too, by the way.
Yes.
All right. Plant sale. You have a PTSO plant sale.
Yes. The PTSO plant sale is coming Tuesday, April 28th. They will be open from 3:30 to 4:15, and that will be in the elementary concourse. Wednesday, April 29th, they will be open from 7:30 to 4:15. And Thursday, April 30th from 7:30 to 4:15. And just thanking again everybody in advance for supporting the PTSO. So you can stop by that elementary entrance area and pick out some plants. And it'll be that time. And hopefully, like you said, some nice weather and be able to set those outside.
It's going to be great.
Yes.
I know it. So.
Yes.
Okay, so you just show up and go to that, right? Pick out your plants, buy your plants. It's not something that you've ordered necessarily.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, those are just all sitting out on tables brought in from the greenhouse. And you're able to pick out what you would like, pay for them there, and take them home with you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So mark that on your calendar. That's April 29th. That's April 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Correct.
All right. The chili cook-off. What is this for?
Yes. So you can join VARFest. You can join the Stanton Chamber of Commerce for an evening full of flavor, fun, and friendly competition at VARFest. That will be 5 o'clock on Saturday, April 11th, and tickets can be purchased at the door for $5 per person. You receive 5 voting tickets to cast for your favorites. There will be cinnamon rolls for provided, and if you want to enter a chili, you can do so through the chamber. The contest runs from 5 to 6 p.m., and winners are announced at the beginning of that program at 6:30. There will be some guest speakers, an appearance from the Stanton Red Oak Dance Team, and then the 2026 Ole Award winner as well. So you don't want to miss that. Again, that's April 11th, starting at 5 o'clock. Yes.
Tomorrow night.
Yep.
Okay. What else do we need? And by the way, Katie Elwood with me, the principal for the Stanton Community School District. What else do we need to touch on, Ms. Elwood?
Well, we are approaching the midterm of the fourth quarter.
Way.
I know it.
No way.
Yes. So midterm, we'll have our grade check Friday, April 17th, which that's just a week from today. And again, we just encourage if you want to kind of see how your student is doing, you can check those grades on JMC. And if you have any questions, please reach out to your child's teachers. And we appreciate any of that communication and collaboration in advance to help students succeed.
Who are the students of the week?
Our elementary student of the week is Quinn Bates. And our middle school, high school student of the week is Aubrey Erickson.
It looks to me like you have a lot of things going on. Looking at the stuff that you have written down here, tell me about some of the activities here. Well, you have some track results.
Yes.
Can you tell me about those?
Yeah. So just some of the things that I was able to jot down here from track last night. In the 100 hurdles, Piper French got third, and Lauren Roberts got sixth place. In the discus, Brody Sowers placed second, and in the shot put, Brody also placed fourth. In the high jump, Leilani Foster-Say placing second, and again, Lauren placing third, and our girls sprint medley team placing seventh last night. So, like I said, we got most of the meet in, and for us, that was the first meet of the season. So I know for the coaches and kids, it's always good to get that first meet in and kind of get some of those jitters out have an opportunity to run. So
State FFA is coming up when?
Yes, the state FFA convention is April 19th to the 21st. And they have also been utilizing our greenhouse and growing some plants. And they're looking forward to having a plant sale that first week in May. So there will be more information to come on that. But there will be, you know, vegetables as well as flowers that can be purchased.
Where's the greenhouse?
It's kind of centrally located. And we have like a courtyard or a little area within our school. So there's a greenhouse right there in the middle.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's not anything that you can see from the road.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. It was built in 2019, 2020 through a STEM grant. So,
are you serious?
Yeah. Yep. It's a neat opportunity for our kids. Not only are high school students utilizing it, but sometimes our elementary classes will have, you know, a learning opportunity there to plant some flowers and then do things like take them home for Mother's Day and stuff like that. So it's a good opportunity, learning opportunity for our kids.
I did not know that. Well, I've learned something new today.
Yeah.
So what? Very cool. So, and it's right in the middle.
Yeah. So kind of where the old building was and then the elementary was added. There's a space there that was designed for outdoor learning. And so that's where the greenhouse is placed.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
All right. Activities. You have, looks to me like several activities that are upcoming as well.
We do. Monday, April 13th, there will be no school and there's teacher professional development. We also have girls and boys golf at Southwest Valley at 4 o'clock and girls and boys track at Creston at 4:30. On April 14th, we have boys golf at Shenandoah at 10:30, girls and boys track at Lenox at 4 o'clock, and junior high girls and boys track at Red Oak at 4:15. That'll be their first meet of the season.
Okay.
On April 15th, there's girls and boys soccer at St. Albert at 1:30. On April 16th, the junior high girls and boys track teams will travel to Griswold at 4 o'clock. The girls and boys track high school track team we'll go to Shenandoah at 4:30, and the girls and boys soccer team will take on Denison here in Red Oak at 5:30. And on April 17th, boys golf is at Lenox at 9 o'clock, girls golf is at Shenandoah at 10:30, and girls and boys soccer is at Kemper at 5 o'clock. So I think that was a reschedule maybe from yesterday, but there's been some different things rescheduled, and there will be a lot going on for our kids next week, and a lot of opportunity to go out and see them compete and cheer them on and support them.
It's kind of fun.
Yes.
Now, are you surprised at all by the growth of soccer?
I mean, somewhat. I think, yeah.
Well, I am. I've got to be honest with you. Yeah. But it's hugely popular and growing like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, because I'm kind of old-fashioned, Katie, but it's probably kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that we played when we were younger, but it wasn't ever at the, like, high school level when I was going through school. And so, yeah.
Very cool. There you go. So how's the construction project moving along?
It's coming along. We're finalizing some of those just details with KPE, and I think they're looking at starting some of that process right as we get out of school, hopefully is the goal, and getting some things rolling through the summer.
It'll start soon
that
then.
Project. Yes.
So that's really last day of school, then they're going to dive right in.
Yes, that's kind of my understanding, is they're going to try to get in there as soon as possible so some things can get started. And
okay.
Yeah.
What's the rest of the day hold today?
Not too much. Actually, there's not a lot going on today as I know of. So
Well, yet anyway. That can change quickly.
Yes.
That's for sure. Anything else we need to be aware of?
I don't think so this morning. Just appreciate your coverage, and thanks for letting us come in and share the good news.
Absolutely. Love to visit about it and learn and keep up with all the things going on. See, I learned a greenhouse right there at the school this morning. Very cool. Make it a great day. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Aaron.
Katie Elwood with me this morning, the principal with the Stanton Community School District.